This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on a patient by the name of Philip Walters. The first name is P-H-I-L-I-P and Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old Jamaican male that has a history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has been prescribed the administration of metformin, medication that he has stopped because the refill was from a different manufacturer, and he didn't feel confident taking that medication, and he is going to get the original one in order to control the blood sugar, period. Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, was increased to 7 milligrams, but the patient was told that he was going to have severe gastrointestinal problems, and we discussed with the patient the need for him to take this type of medication because the best combination in controlling the blood sugar is the metformin with the GLP-1 inhibitor, as recently published, period. The patient is going to go back to these medications and is going to take them accordingly. In the laboratory workup, we know that this patient has a serum creatinine of 1.2 with an estimated GFR that changed from 58 to 62 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any microalbuminuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 7. Period. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. Hemoglobin A1C is reported to be 8. I think that this change from 7.8 to 8% is related to the compliance with the medications. We emphasize the need to take these medications as prescribed. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. The patient has evidence of HDL that is 29. The total cholesterol is around 100. LDL is within normal range. In order to increase the HDL, the patient was recommended to increase the activity. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. But following number, the patient has no evidence of secondary hyperparathyroidism. The PTH level was 38. Following number, the vitamin D level was 40. Very stable condition. Compliance is going to be the main issue. Emphasis in the following the diet, increasing the activity, and take the medications as prescribed was made. Thanks a lot for the kind referral, Dr. Ware. We are going to evaluate him in 4 months. Paragraph. We invested in 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes talking to a patient, 5 minutes in the documentation.